decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. This is the Tuesday, March 8th, 2022 episode of Squirrel Chatter, pre-recorded because I am in Southern California. If all went well, I'm in Southern California. And today would be beginning the second day of the G3 Expository Preaching Workshop. So I'm probably sitting here with a headache trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do with this as I'm trying to wrap my head around the assignment that these guys are going to be giving us. Now, it's going to be a fun time. I'm really looking forward to the G3 workshop. As I said, which if all goes well, I'm beginning the second day of this morning. And I'm looking forward to it because not only will, you know, I'll be learning great things and spending time in the Word, I'll be spending some time with some great brothers, including fellow Christian podcast community podcast hosts, Ecky Tech Support, Tech Support Guy, I can't pronounce his name, Tepsipornkai, and Nathaniel Jolly, who have the Truth Be Known podcast. Yeah, I've known Ecky for a dozen years. I've never been able to pronounce his name, even with his help, and even with his explaining that it's Tech Support Guy. But I still trip over it. Well, you know how I trip over words. You've been listening to me try to read numbers for the last couple of weeks as I run through all of those Hebrew names that are unfamiliar to us all. Unless, of course, you're a professor specializing in the book of Numbers, in which case you're either laughing at me or you're totally incensed that I would even try to pronounce these names as horribly as I'm pronouncing them. But that's the way it is. And that's just the way it is. I don't know if it has anything to do with my dyslexia that I have trouble pronouncing those names. I'm doing the Sunday morning reading. At Parkside Baptist, we used to read a chapter a day, and I actually started in Genesis 1:1, and gosh, I don't know where I ended up. I'd have to go back and look at the last, I think I was well past Judges. Anyway, I'd have to look at the last bulletin from the last day that we had church at Parkside in 2019 to see how far I got. But I used to pre-read it, and I would work out the pronunciation, and so I would at least try to be consistent, and I would practice. But when I'm doing these podcasts, I'm reading these scriptures cold, and that's why I stumble sometimes and trip around sometimes, is I haven't practiced this. Now, when I'm preaching a passage, I've probably read it silently to myself several hundred times and out loud a couple of dozen times before I preach it on Sunday. But for this daily Bible reading, I am coming at it cold. And so because of that, we end up with some weird pronunciations. So please do forgive me for that. I did mention that this episode is pre-recorded, and I also mentioned that Squirrel Chatter is part of the Christian Podcast Community. So make sure you head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. Check out all the great podcasts that are over there. You will find something worth listening to with very little effort on your part. Just find a podcast you haven't listened to lately or you haven't listened to at all and give it a try. Not everything's going to be for your taste, but all of it's going to be scripturally sound, theologically based, edifying, helpful, hopefully. And so I appreciate being a part of the Christian podcast community, and I commend it to you. Now, our scriptures today, as we are continuing to read through the entire Bible in the Legacy Standard Bible Translation, our scriptures today are Numbers 12 through 14, Psalm 28, and Colossians 2. Now, let's begin with the prayer of confession from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises, declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Numbers chapter 12. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had taken as a wife, for he had taken a Cushite woman. And they said, Has Yahweh indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us as well? And Yahweh heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth. Suddenly Yahweh said to Moses and Aaron and to Miriam, You three come out to the tent of meeting. So the three of them came out. Then Yahweh came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the doorway of the tent. And he called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forward. And he said, Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, shall make myself known to him in a vision. I shall speak with him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my household. With him I speak mouth to mouth, indeed clearly and not in riddles. And he beholds the form of Yahweh. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses? So the anger of Yahweh burned against them, and he went away. But the cloud withdrew from over the tent, and behold, Miriam was leprous, as white as snow. And Aaron turned toward Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Then Aaron said to Moses, O my Lord, I beg you, do not place this sin on us, in which we have acted foolishly, and in which we have sinned. Oh, do not let her be like one dead, whose flesh is half eaten away when he comes from his mother's womb. And Moses cried out to Yahweh, saying, O God, heal her, I pray. But Yahweh said to Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, she would not bear her dishonor for seven days? Let her be shut up for 7 days outside the camp, and afterward she may be received again. So Miriam was shut up outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not set out until Miriam was received again. Afterward, however, the people set out from Hazeroth and came in the wilderness of Paran, and camped in the wilderness of Paran. Chapter 13. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Send out for yourself men so that they may spy out the land of Canaan, which I am going to give to the sons of Israel. You shall send a man from each of their father's tribes, every one a leader among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran at the command of Yahweh, all of them men who were the heads of the sons of Israel. These were their names. From the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, the son of Zachor. From the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Hori. From the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. From the tribe of Issachar, Igal, the son of Joseph. From the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Nun. From the tribe of Benjamin, Palti, the son of Rephu. From the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, the son of Sodi. From the tribe of Joseph, from the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi, the son of Susi. From the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamali. From the tribe of Asher, Sether, the son of Michael. From the tribe of Naphtali, Nabi, the son of Vophsi. From the tribe of Gad, Geuel, the son of Machi. These are the names of the men whom Moses sent out to spy on the land. But Moses called Hoshei, the son of Nun, Joshua. So Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, "Go up there into the Negev and go up into the hill country and see what the land is like, and whether the people who live in it are strong or weak, whether they are few or many. And how is the land in which they live? Is it good or bad? And how are the cities in which they live? Are they like open camps or with fortifications? And how is the land? Is it fat or lean? Are there trees in it or not? Make an effort then to get some of the fruit of the land." Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rehob at Labo Hamath. And they were gone up into the Negev and came to Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. Then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and from there they cut down a branch with a single cluster of grapes, and they carried it on a pole between two men with some of the pomegranates and figs. That place was called the Valley of Eshcol, because the cluster which the sons of Israel cut down from there. Then they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days, and went and came to Moses and Aaron to all the congregation of the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. And they brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Then they recounted to him and said, "We went into the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. Amalek is living in the land of Negev, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites are living in the hill country, and the Canaanites are living by the sea and by the side of the Jordan." Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "We should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we are surely able to overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us." So they gave out to the sons of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land which we have passed through to spy out on is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size. There also we saw the Nephilim. The sons of Anak are part of the Nephilim, and we became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Chapter 14. Then all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, "What would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness? And why is Yahweh bringing us to this land, to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" So they said to one another, "Let us appoint a leader and return to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces in the presence of all the assembly of the congregation of the sons of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, of those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, "The land which we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If Yahweh is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. But as for you, only do not rebel against Yahweh, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has been removed from them, and Yahweh is with us. Do not fear them." But all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Then the glory of Yahweh appeared in the tent of meeting to all the sons of Israel. Yahweh said to Moses, "How long will this people spurn me? And how long will they not believe in me, despite all the signs which I have done in their midst? I will strike them with pestilence and dispossess them, and I will make you into a nation greater and mightier than they. But Moses said to Yahweh, "Then the Egyptians will hear of it, for by your power you brought up this people from their midst, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have heard of you, O Yahweh. They have heard that you are in the midst of this people, for you, O Yahweh, are seen eye to eye, while your cloud stands over them. And you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if you put this people to death as one man, then the nations who have heard of your fame will say, 'Because Yahweh was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore to them, therefore he slaughtered them in the wilderness.' So now I pray, let the power of the Lord be great, just as you have declared. Yahweh is slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations. Pardon, I pray, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of your loving kindness, just as you also have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now." So Yahweh said, "I have pardoned them according to your word, but indeed, as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of Yahweh. Surely all the men who have seen my glory and my signs which I have done in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have put me to the test these 10 times, and have not listened to my voice, shall by no means see the land which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who spurn me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has had a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land which he entered, and his seed shall take possession of it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites live in the valleys. Turn tomorrow and set out to the wilderness by way of the Red Sea." Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "How long shall I bear with this evil congregation who are grumbling against me? I have heard the complaints of the sons of Israel, which they are making against me. Say to them, 'As I live, declares Yahweh, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will surely do to you. Your corpses will fall in this wilderness, even all your numbered men, according to your complete number from 20 years old and upward, who have grumbled against me. Surely you shall not come into the land which I swore to make you dwell, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. Your little ones, however, who you said would become plunder, I will bring them in, so that they will know the land which you have rejected. But as for you, your corpses will fall in this wilderness, and your sons shall be shepherds for 40 years in the wilderness. And they will suffer for your unfaithfulness until your corpses come to an end in the wilderness. According to the number of days which you spied out the land, 40 days. For every day you shall bear your guilt a year, even 40 years, and you will know my opposition. I, Yahweh, have spoken. Surely this I will do to all this evil congregation who are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall come to an end, and there they will die. As for the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land and who returned and made all the congregation grumble against him by bringing out a bad report concerning the land, even those men who brought out the bad report of the land died by a plague before Yahweh. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh remained alive out of those men who went to spy out the land. Then Moses spoke these words to all the sons of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. In the morning, however, they rose up early and went up to the ridge of the hill country, saying, "Here we are. We will go up to the place which Yahweh has promised, because we have indeed sinned." But Moses said, "Why then do you trespass against the command of Yahweh when it will not succeed? Do not go up, for Yahweh is not among you, so that you are not defeated before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites will be there in front of you, and you will fall by the sword, inasmuch as you have turned back from following Yahweh, and Yahweh will not be with you." But they went up heedlessly to the ridge of the hill country. Neither the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh nor Moses moved from the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who lived in the hill country came down and struck them and beat them down as far as Hormah. And now Colossians chapter 2. Yes, you're hearing my keyboard because I did not Normally I copy these scriptures over into my notes, but I didn't do that today. I'm just doing it straight off the computer. Mainly because I'm not using the computer to live stream. All right, Colossians chapter 2. For I want you to understand how great a struggle I have on your behalf and for those who are in Laodicea, and for all those who have not seen my face in the flesh, so that their hearts may be encouraged, having been held together in love, even unto all the wealth of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this so that no one will delude you with persuasive arguments. For even though I am absent in body, nevertheless I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the stability of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and being held up in him, and having been established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells bodily, and in him you have been filled, who is the head over all and all rule and authority. In whom you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh, in the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your transgressions and uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive with him, having graciously forgiven us all our transgressions, having cancelled out the certificate of debt, consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us. He also has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them in him. Therefore, no one is to judge you in food or drink, or in respect to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath day, things which are only a shadow, of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one keep defrauding you of your prize by delighting in self-abasement and the worship of angels, going in detail about visions he has seen, being puffed up for nothing but his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from which the entire body, being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. If you have died with Christ to the elementary principles of the world, why, as if you were living in the world, do you submit yourself to decrees? Do not handle, nor taste, nor touch. Which deal with everything destined to perish with use, which are in accordance with the commands and teachings of men, which are matters having, to be sure, a word of wisdom in self-made religion and self-abasement and severe treatment of the body, but are of no value against fleshly indulgence. And now Psalm 28. Yes, I got them out of order this morning. I'll try to do better tomorrow. Psalm 28. To you, O Yahweh, I call. My rock, do not be silent to me, lest if you are hesitant toward me, I will become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary. Do not drag me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, who speak peace with their neighbors, while evil is in their hearts. Give to them according to their works and according to the evil of their actions. Give to them according to the deeds of their hands. Return their dealings upon them, because they do not regard the works of Yahweh, nor the deeds of his hands. He will tear them down and not build them up. Blessed be Yahweh, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. Yahweh is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart exalts, and with my song I shall thank him. Yahweh is their strength, and he is a strong defense of salvation to his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd also, and carry them forever. This is the word of the Lord. Now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, folks. Well, thank you for being with us here today on Squirrel Chatter. Look forward to seeing you here again soon. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Remember to do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. And whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. See you again here soon. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.